Okay, today's daf is Kinim Daf Chav Gimel. Kinim in the Me'ila pages, Daf Chav Gimel. It's only the second daf here in Maseches Kinim, which started yesterday, one of the Masechtas here that we just do the Mishnayos, but it is on Daf Chav Gimel. Today is the second parak of Maseches Kinim that is today's Avoda. Today's shiur is sponsored on the first yard site, which was yesterday, of Miriam Adler, Miriam Ruda, Bas Yitzchak, Vachana Zisel, whose first yard site was yesterday on Yom Kippur. Okay, so we'll start with Kan Stuma, the second parak here of Maseches Kinim. We're talking about birds, we're talking about sets of birds, and the different mixtures that come up, different types of kinim. So as we mentioned, there are two types of groups of birds, a kan stuma and a kan mufureshes, a pair of birds that I've already designated. So then those already designated, that causes more problems because whichever one is an ola, the other one's a chatas, and vice versa, because when it comes to general kinim that are chovos, as we mentioned, those are ola and chatas. That is a chova. If it's an adava, then you can bring two as olas. But again, the Mishnah says kan stuma sheparach. So if it's a kan stuma, I have a pair of birds that I designated for to fulfill a chiyuv. And then what happens? One of them flew away. Again, the sheparach mimena goes ala avir o sheparach lemena mesos. One of them flew away, either just to the freedom, and it's somewhere in the world and we don't know about it, or it flew amongst birds that have to be left to die, chatos amesos, or osha mes echamim, one of them died. Any of the cases where there's only one bird left, yikach zug lasheni. Just take another pair. Yikach zug lasheni, why is this? Because sometimes we have in the area of halacha, if you have a pair of something, and then one of them, something happens to, you have to start again. You have to start again, right? The Sir Lazazel and the Sir Lashem. At a certain stage, we say that once one of them is lost, so then dichui. And the one that's left is already stained and tainted, and the process can't stop in the middle. And if the process stops and only one of them is left, so then one would have to start again with two. But here the Mishnah says, no, not true. If one of them just flies away and it's still sasum, so then it is okay. As we'll see, if they were designated already, if they were mufureshes, and then one of them flew away, and I don't know which one is left, it's the ola or the chatas, then I'm stuck. Because as we know, the avodos, or the ola and the chatas, are two different avodos, opposite of the olas and chatas behema, right? The olas ha'of, the zrikos are done lamala, and the chatas ha'of, the zrikos are done lamata, the opposite of a chatas behema, which has the zrikos lamala, and an olas behema, which has the zrikos lamata, michota sekra. And again, the rush is the mafarish that we use generally on kinim. The rush is not always on the same page in the regular, pagination of the dafim, but says the rush right here on the first Mishnah, Pirish, Stuma, Shalom Nisparshu Zula Olav Zula Chatos, Uparach Vahalach, Bein Hamesos, Chatos Shemesu Balein, Oshes Chaber Ba'acher, Yikach Zugla Beis. Velo Amrinan, we don't say, Kivan Shehukva Vine'evad Ha'echad Gam Chaveru Yidache. Right, we don't say that the second one is pushed aside just because one of them flew away. We don't say that. We say the other one, just bring another pair with. Interesting, the Gemara in Maseches Nazir brings our Mishnah as a question on a shita of Rabbi Yochanan there. Rabbi Yochanan says there, we discussed this Pesach time, as if you remember, you'll see why. Rabbi Yochanan says there, if somebody says to a shliach, go marry me a woman. Say, v'kadei shli isha stam. Go, doesn't say which woman, doesn't say where to get a woman from, what type of woman, what age of the woman. So he just says, go be v'kadosh, be a woman, and then the shliach died. So then the halacha is, aser b'chol hanashim sheba olam. The mishaleach, the chassan, cannot marry anybody in the world. Why? Because maybe this is the sister of the one that the shliach was makadish. Aser b'chol hanashim sheba olam. All the women are aser because of chshad. The mafarish here says krovas arusaso. Dilma zuhi ima obita o achosa shalosa isha shekidish lo shlucho vein kulan asuroslo. As we know, all of the arayos that kick in once a woman is meureses. So says the Gemara, chazaka shlichos shlichuso. Because there's a chazaka that the shliach did his shlichus, and even though we don't know if he actually was ma'aris a woman, but still we assume that. V'kivin de lo parish le ha lo yada heiniu kadoshle. And since he didn't specify who to be ma'aris, so therefore this man is now usher to all the women in the world. So we'll get back to that and to what Tosfos says. But first, the Gemara asks on this din of Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. Because for our Mishnah, what happens? If a bird flies out, you have a susum bird, a bird flies out, so you know there's a hektish bird flying somewhere in the world. And when I go and I get a bird and I get prepared for Shabbos, I don't have to worry that it is a bird, that is the Kaddosh bird. What do you mean? Why is it by the women, asar b'chol hanashim shebaolam, and by the bird, you don't have to worry about it. There's no chashash that it is the bird. You're right. There, we're by the woman, we're worried that this is the sister of the one, and here we're worried that it's the actual bird. But it's a similar type of idea. If it would be a kan mufureshes, right? If you already mafresh, but you don't remember which is which, then you'd be stuck. V'ilushar kinim ba'alma miskinin. But all other kinim in the world are misukan. V'yamai lema kol chad v'chada dilma hayniu. Right? Maybe this is the one. Maybe this is the one. And as the Mefarish explains, v'nimsa, right? Not just that I would use it for Shabbos, but let's say if I get a kan to use for my chiyuvim, for my, let's say I'm a different woman and I have to bring birds and I go by kan. Maybe this is from the one that was mafresh from my friend already. In the language of the Mefarish here, v'nimsa miskaper b'kabran chaveiro. Not just that it might be hektish and you don't think it's hektish, but even if you want hektish, so then you're going to be yotze with the carbon of one's friend. Okay, so that's the Gemara's questions. The Gemara answers. Amalei kamina ana isha delo naida, v'abatzli at isura denied. So maybe there's a difference between kavua and kol deparish, or it gets into those sugyas. A woman is not kavua mamish, Tosva says, nihidilo kavua lagamre, homakam damiksas la kavua vishla achmer. There's more of a reason to be machmer when it comes to the woman and not to the bird. Vachite mahakanami nayit, emar bashuka ashkach vakadish. Hasam, hajula nichusa, gavikan mihadra. Okay, technical answers about those two. Interesting, but our Gemara comes up, our Mishnah, Kinim comes up there in the sugya of Kiddushin. Remember Tosva there says, vim tomar, vikule alma, once we're talking about this case of Seva Kadishli, ye v'gim tomar v'kulei alma ye asru lisan ashim. So this man can't marry anyone because it might be the sister. Maybe every man in the world should never be able to get married because maybe this is a mu'ureses already. Maybe this is the one that she would know. The shema zos hishes kachadei shliach. Ulu rabbeinu tam tahanashim ne'manos lomar lones kadashti tena kadolos. Kitanos shenen yodos emavim kibel avuran kidushin maigalam emar b'kfar meisavia. There are cases where the woman wouldn't know. The yesh lomar, the midah raisa afilu hushari lisa. Das lina basa ruba milomar mikrovos hamukudeshesi. Midah raisa, you don't have to worry. Ve'enu ala knasa ba'alma sha'asa shliach stam. Ve'lo pirish lo kadesh leplonis. It's your fault. Why do you make such a shliach? Go marry me somebody. That's it? You don't even specify? So the Rabbanan said that is a irresponsible, shlichus, and that's what we're koni to. Midah raisa is bittel. Interesting, this bittel? I don't think it's bittel. It's, people aren't mevato, but you don't have to be choshesh. That's a better word. You have to be choshesh for this you're allowed to go after the rove. We're only konis him and not others in the world. That is Chitas Tosfos. You look at the other Rishonim, other Rishonim, the Ramban and Gittin on Daf Samach Dalet, it says no, it's a din daraisa. It's a din daraisa, but it's just by regarding there might be different chazakos that are in play for him and for others. Right? For him, there's a cheskas pnuya has been weakened because of the cheskas shlichus. Mashen Kane, by others, maybe you wouldn't say that. Wouldn't say that the chazaka is affected. Again, big lachok is Rishonim, but again, there are many Rishonim that say this is the Din Daraisa. This is, they say, in the name of the Chazam Sofer, this is what we've discussed in Haggadah Shiur. Maybe Bikesh Lavan Lakar Esakol, when Lavan wanted to be Oker, everything, where do we ever see that Lavan wanted to destroy the Jewish religion? Because Lavan and Besuel, right, what did Lavan want to do? He gave the poison to Yitzchak. He gave the poison, or not the to Eliezer. To Eliezer. And if Eliezer would have died, so then Yitzchak would never have been able to be married. Because Avram said to Yitzchak, go find me a woman. Go be Bekadish a woman for my son. And if he would have died, this would have been the case. And therefore Yitzchak would never have been able to get married. And end of Jewish history right there. Bikesh Lavan La'akar Esakol. And that's Chassam Sofer based on it. And they say it in the name of the Maral Diskin also. They're related to this Gemara. But either way, this is related to our sister. The Rishonim talk about it, and the Gemara, I think, talks about even, you know, what if it's a person who doesn't have any relatives? What if they don't have any relatives? Or Xera Atu, and we don't make any Chilukim if there are no relatives or not. Okay, that's the Gemara in Nazir that discusses that. So again, back to our Mishnah. So if you have a pair of birds, one of them flew away, but they were susum, so then all you have to do is yikach zug lasheni. Says the Chashuk Echemet here, I have a number of points to be able to talk about. Says the Chashuk Echemet here, Sheila, you bought a pair of shoes. You bought a pair of shoes. One of them is pogum, one of them is ruined, is a bad one, right? The heel's coming off. You bring it back to the store, and you say, the shoe is, something's wrong with it. It's like, fine. He takes out another single from a different box and gives you that to match the one that you have. Does the buyer have the right to say, I don't want two singles, I want a set? And the seller says, it's the same shoe. It's the same size, I'm just giving you another one. He's like, no, I don't feel like I have a set of shoes. I feel like I bought one from this box, one from that box. Maybe it won't be exactly the same. Or could you just, yikach zug lasheni? Or could you just take the pair for the sheni? You know, where chas would you put this type of case? So it's right here. Yigach zug lasheni. So tshuva. So says Rav Zilberstein, it depends. B'makom, imedubar b'makom shemi yatzer mesana lain bezugos. If they make the shoes in pairs, that every two are made together, so then maybe the lokeach's right. Maybe these two are made exactly the same together. You don't make them in singles. And therefore, also, if one is pogum, maybe the other one's pogum. Right, if there was something wrong with the factory line of this shoe, maybe its pairs also has a problem. But kamochin yesh ladun, and also maybe b'mekomo shenogul levarach shechiyanu al na'alayim yikaros v'chashuvos, in places where the minhag is to make a shechiyanu on a new pair of shoes. So here now you're stuck because you got a pair. One of them is wrong. Now you're going to get one other. You make a shechiyanu on one shoe. Did you make a shechiyanu on the other shoes yet? So you're a little stuck. But if they make shoes all separately, im yatzrim kol na binifrad v'achar kach mizavgim beinehem, you just build one shoe, they make them all, they make the right shoes, they make the left shoes, they put them all together, then l'chora, the lokeach has no taina. Lokeach has no taina, because they made him separately. And even though he doesn't have the feeling, v'yavav ishakone toin shu yargish tov yoser im yezuk chadash mikol makam ne'ir shein zu taina. It's not a taina, because the Shulchan Aruch says in Choshe Mishpat Reish Lamed Beis shekol she'eskimu alav b'nei ha'medina shuhu mum shemachzirim o mechachzeh machzirim. If the country would agree to you objectively that this is a mum and you can be machzir the merchandise, fine. If a kol she'eskimu alav she'eno mum harizeno machzir bo ela impi reish. People would say, what are you talking about? Then nobody would assume that this is a mum, so then you go by the minhag olam. And l'chora here too, people would say, the shoe is a shoe. And if you take it from a different pair, they're all made in a factory, and therefore, ain't have the klal ben an alayim, ain't minhag medina l'achshav zos l'mum, v'chulu, and therefore, you just take yikach zug l'sheni. And he says, k'sas kein zeh matzina b'kinim perek beis mishnah Aleph. He quotes our Mishnah, Hare Lomrocha Yihaya Svara Bikudshim, Sha'acher Sheben Zugo Yamus, Shitzorach Likno Zug Chadash, Bechazos Lormin and Hachi, Tekoshim Inyaninu Shei Mamash, Bita'anosav. So that is a Yikach Zug Lasheni. Just take a Zug for the Sheni. That is the first of the Hashuke Chemetz of the day. Okay, that is the first line of the Mishnah. Next, Parach Lobena Krevos. So now we get into the topic of this parak, right? So we said, if it flies into birds either in the world or into birds that are going to have to die, then you just take a pair for it. And you don't say dichui. But what happens if parach leben akrevos? If I have a pair of birds that are sasam and one of them flew into another pair of birds that are going to be hukrav, another kan. So now pasul uposel echad kineged. This is the rule, and the rest of the next Mishnah or two in the parak are just going to be examples of this rule. Pasul uposel, that means where it flew to. Let's say Leia and Rachel have birds. Leah has two birds, and they flow into, and they, one of them goes into Rachel's birds. The rule is, knock one down from each, where it went to or where it came from. So now, Leah's through to Rachel's, so the one left by Leah cannot be hukrav. Why? Because if you're makrav that as a chatas or an ola, so then the other one is automatically the other one. The other one. And now, all those birds are stuck. Because you don't know if it's a chadis or an ola. So where it flew from, you have to take one out and not be makriv. It's fair because you don't want to be koveya, as we know, once one is a chadis or an ola, the other one is nikva to the other one. So we don't want to mess up the whole pair, or all the group that it went to. So we knock down one from where it came from. But also, we knock out one from where it went to, because this might be, once you start bringing the pairs of those birds, you have to leave one out. Because once you did a chatas, or one of the ones for that pair, so then one of them is not allowed to be used because it's the other woman's bird, and it's an extra one in that group. So that's why the rule is, whenever a bird flies from one group to another group, you knock down one able to be hukra from where it went to. That's the word pasul. Uposel echad kenegan means where it came from. Because when, let's say only one is left in the new pair, it could be from the pair of one of the ones that it came to, and it's already nikva. You don't know which one to be makrivit as. And that's why you always have to knock down one. Shahagozel. What's the rule? Shahagozel aporeach pasul. Uposel echad kenegdo. That's the rule. The gozel that flies is pasul itself, where it flew into, and it pasuls one kinegdo. Good, ketzad. So now we have, these mishnayos. Again, there are picture books, there are the groupings. But again, the next two mishnayos, Beis and Gimel, are just examples of this principle. It just gives the permutations with a lot of women who each have a lot of groups. But the rule is, whenever a bird flies from one group to another group, the first group loses one and the second group loses one. That's it. That's the yisod of every case that we are about to see. So ketzad, shtei nashim lazu shtei kinim lazu shtei kinim. Each woman has four birds, two kinim. Parach mizu lazu, so it flows from Leah to Rachel, posel echad bahalichaso. So where it came to, only right, you cannot give all of them. Chaz, and therefore, chazar, if it goes back to the original group, poslach b'chaziroso. So now, it passes one on the way back too. And therefore, now each of these women who have four birds, can only be makrav two birds. Right? Because you knocked out one when it went one way, and it knocked out one when it went the other way. Right? You have to, only two can be offered, two chatos and two olos. That's it. Take from each one, chatas and anolas. And worse comes to worse, it's the chatas of one and it's the ola of the other woman. But again, that's the most that you can give. Parach the chazar, uparach the chazar, lo hivsiklum. But in this group, where you only have two left, you have four birds in each one, and you only be makrav two, and it keeps going back and forth, that's not going to affect. Shafilu heimu ravos, ein pachal bishtayim. Because even if all the groups got mixed up into one big mixture, you still could be makrav two birds from each, because that's the most that it could be. And there, like we learned in the first Mishnah, when you have it all mixed up, right, we learned earlier, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasal, right, that's what we learned earlier in the first parak. So again, that wouldn't affect, because you're already down to the lowest that it could be. What about this case? Lazu acha, so lazu shtayim, lazu shalosh, lazu arba, lazu hey, lazu vav, lazu zayin. You have women who have a number of pairs. Again, it's going to be the same rule. It's going to be the same rule. Parach min harishon alashniya. So if it flies from the first group to the second group, ula shlishis, ula revias, ula chamishis, ula shisis, ula shvias. Right? They said he's watching the birds go by. Watch from group 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. The chazar! And then one bird goes. You don't know if it's the same bird that went back the other way. Right? First it went in one direction, then went in the other direction. So that's the rule. Posel echad balichaso, the echad bechaziraso. It posels one on the way out and one on the way in. So Rishon v'shnia elam klum. Woman 1 and woman 2 are done. Because they can't be makar of anything. Because they had, again, going out, they lose one, and going back in, they lose one, so they're stuck. They're down to nothing. Right? In lam klum. And you just do the math. Hashlishas yeshla achas. The shlishas has one pair left. Revias yeshla shtai. Chamishas yeshla shalosh. Hashishas yeshla arba. Hashvias yeshla shesh. So as long as it went one way and then the other way, so then these are the numbers that are left. There is a chiddush, the Rush points out, it's printed on the next page, in the last case, that there is a psul created in the last cases, from the place where it went out, even though, even in a case where you're not going to be makriv any from the pair it went to. Certain types, I mean, the Mishnah went down exactly and kept knocking one out, respectively by each of these women, but in some of these cases, like woman one, woman two, they're not going to be makar of anything. So what was the whole reason that you can't be makar of something from the group that, where it was left? Because it's going to be koveya what the other one is. But in some of these groups that it went to, you're not going to be makar of any. They're already done and out. So you might say, you shouldn't lose one, because it's going to be, you're not going to be makar of any. It doesn't matter what those were hooked up to. So the Rush is Mishum Gzeira. Gzeira is confusing enough, you know, when I say, oh, really, they're not going to be Hokrav? You know, we make a Gzeira in this case, and therefore, you're not Makrav. In all these cases, the rule is, Pasul to Posel. Pasul to Posel, one Shekinegdo, even if it comes out that you're not going to be Makrav any of the birds from the place we're through to, so the reason doesn't really apply. Let's continue for a moment. Parach V'chazar. So now, after you've knocked down, like, woman one and two already out, you knock down, what if the bird flies back and forth again? So you knock one more out. Parach v'chazar, posel echad, balichazav echad b'chaziraso. And therefore, hashishav arviyas ein laim klum. Now woman three and four are knocked out. Chamishas yeshla achas, hashishas yeshla shtayim, hashvishas yeshla chamish. Parach v'chazar, posel echad b'chazav echad b'chaziraso. Hachamishav hashishas ein laim klum. Ashvias Yeshla Arba. So if you keep going doing the math, the Rush does all the math, the pictures, that's the way that we have it. Again, the rule is you always lose one on the way in and one on the way out. There's what to talk about. Well, let's just finish the Mishnah, the Yesh Omrim, and some say Hashvias Lo Efsida Klum. Some say the Shvias, the last woman, shouldn't lose at all because it's not going to be, you don't make a Gzera. In that case, even though the Rush didn't make a Gzera, you don't do that. Then Parach Menam Mesos Lekulan Ari Kulan Yamuso. If a bird that was supposed to die, a chatos mesos, already flew in, then they all have to die, because there's no bittel, as we said, bali chayim are not betelim. We had that at the end of Meseches Mi'ila. If you remember back on Chaf Aleph Amebeis, we had that discussion about prutos. You know, should it be batel? Is it daraisa? Is it drabanan? So that's what we discussed a little bit there. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, the Rush brings up here, we have all of these svekos, and we act based on them, even though you might call this a svek sveka in some of the cases. And svek sveka sometimes is lahakel. Maybe this is that bird, maybe this is the bird from this group, maybe this is the bird from that group. So is that called a svek sveka? A svek sveka is usually a suffek, two svekos built one on top of the other. So the Rush, I mean, discusses it here, but it's not exactly the, there's two different types of svekas. There's suffek echad beguf, suffek echad betarovis. There's two svekos betarovis. If you have two mixtures, truma falls into one mixture, and then some of that mixture falls into the other mixture. So you might say, this might not be from the first mixture, and it might not even be from the original truma that fell in. There are different definitions of svek sveka. Here, it's not exactly the regular case of svek sveka, because the lamaisa is this a bird that came from a different set? Right? Often the question is, how do you ask the question? Remember that Rama quotes the svek sveka by Chadash. Right, maybe, why can you make up by Chadash? Maybe this is last year's crop, and even if it's this year's crop, maybe it's from before, maybe it had Hashrasha before the Omer was brought. So the Akronim asked, that's the same suffix. Is it from before the Omer, or is it from after the Omer? It's one suffix. So here too, you might say that similarly, but again, Svek Sveika it's brought up here. And again, it might relate to, how we look at Svek Sveika. Remember the three different approaches in the Achronim. Based on the Rishonim, why you should be Mako by Svek Sveika. Right, the Rashba writes in a tshuva, not exactly, but he seems to say this, that Svek Sveika works based on Rov, meaning percentages. One suffix is 50-50. And if I have another suffix, another Svek Sveika, built on that, so the other percentages are even less. So there's more than 50% lahakel. The Rashba's lashon is adif mi rov. So that's why one should be mako, because percentage wise it should be less. That's rov. That's what the Rav Shimon Shkup also expands upon in Shar HaSveikas, right in the beginning of the Shar Yosher in Perek Yutes. And he says you could even be medaiket in the language of Svek Sveika. Doesn't say Beis Sveikos. It's Sveika, suffix of a suffix. That shows it's built on each other. Just even that lashon gives it away a little bit why there's a kula. K'shenedayik balishna dahashas, sha'amru Svek Sveika, velo amru stam, halo Beis Sveikos, hu debe'emes ein ribuy ha'sveikos gormim ha'heter, lomar, kibadika rov tzadam lahatir shehinechshav karuba latera, ela inyan davi suffix besuffix iser, de'ika bazes suffix im yeshkan suffix iser. Devadai, Dedafka Bavade Suffik Isr, Kaimalan Shula Khumra, Aval Im Havi Rak Suffik Shall Suffik Isr, Ain Lon Lahmir. So what is that? That sounds like a little bit differently. Hibadaik and Svek Sveika, you might say that means in terms of robotis using it for a different approach. Let's say the third approach that's not really in the acronym. I jumped the gun a little bit. The first one is Rove, the second one is we'll get back to this. Let's go in order. The second one, the Ra'a writes in the Torah Habayis, and others say maybe it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam who says, Safek Daraisa Lachumra is itself a Din Darabanan. So when I have a Safek about that, that's a Safek Darabanan. And that's why you don't go Lakula. Svek Sveika, Lakula is really based on Safek Darabanan Lakula. Because one Safek Daraisa is Lachumra, according to the Rambam, only Midarabanan. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Meis, in Tesyud Beis, I think. And based on that, that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that in the Gemara Ksubis Naftes in the Svek Sveika Sugis, he quotes that Svara based on the Rambam. So again, it's a Savi Drabanan. That's approach number two. The third idea, what I was just reading from the Rav Shimon Shkab, he talks a little bit about Rove. That's why I got a little confused for a second. He talks about it's a Savik of a Safik, which other Achronim say formulated as no Leidas HaSafik. Once you have to ask so many questions about whether something's usser, it's so far-fetched, not just in terms of percentages, but in terms of halachic reasons why we should be machmir. Once you have to ask so many questions, it's a suffix of a suffix, you don't have to be choshish for that. But again, not just in terms of adding up percentages, but just in terms of halachic questions that you ask, and halachic shashos, that if you're so distant from the isser, so then you don't call it an iser. Mesechta Shabbos, we have a similar idea, just thinking now. It's not exactly the same. But sometimes when you get so distant from the source, there's an iser, and then there's a suffix iser. Now there's a suffix about the suffix of the iser. So then, you know, you're so far, so that's why you don't have to connect this to the original source. So the same idea is discussed by Klisheni. Totally different context, but just hit me that maybe a similar idea by Klisheni. Why is Klisheni Einam Avashal? Why do we say that, Klisheni Einam Avashal? So there's different formulations given. Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Mem says, well, maybe it's based on temperature direction. That's what Tosfos says in Klisheni Einam Avashal, Mem Abeis in Shabbos. Right? Tosfos asks, and understand, Klisheni can be even hotter than a Kli Rishon. Right, Kli Sheni that you just poured straight from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni, right, it was still bubbling, it's boiling. While a Kli Rishon, it could cool off and not boiling anymore, but it's still Yatzel Ledesmo. But still, you could have a Kli Sheni hotter, so it's not totally on temperature. So that's Tosfos's formulation in this context of Defunos Mekaros. Tema, Maishna Kli Sheni mi Kli Rishon, di Yatzel Ledes avil Kli Sheni nami, mi Yatzel Ledes avil Kli Rishon nami, in Avasha. V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, Lafisha Kli Rishon, mitok sha'amar al ha'or, dofnosav chamin, umachzik chomo zman meruba. a kli rishon's, the walls of the pot are going in a heating direction. And therefore, that's why it's usser. Ava kli sheni, ava gav yatzo ledespo, mutter she'en tofnos of chamin, v'holichu miskarer. The second that the boiling hot is put into the kli sheni, the walls start acting against it and trying to cool it down. So that's Tosfos. But if you look in the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos, the Ar Sameach connects kli sheni to sugyas in Ritzicha, Kocho, Koach Kocho, or Netilas Yadayim. Right? Different stages away. Let's say Koach Gavra, if I pour something on a surface, then it goes onto another surface, which is not about percentages or temperature, but just how far you are away from the source, and can you still be mitzuref to the source of the heat? That's by Koach Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. That's the Ar Sameach's Svara in Hilchos Shabbos. So here too, it could be that too. Sex Veka, it's so distant. That's such a mashal for what the Achronim say and what Rav Shimon Shkup says. It's so distant from the original Isser, so then that's why we have every right to be Mekel. Again, a lot of nafkaminas between the Svaras, Efshar Lavarer, Sveka Shkulim, Davar Sheish Lamatirin, other Svaras given. Okay, once we had a Chashuki Chemet on Mishnah Aleph, we could have a Chashuki Chemet on Mishnah Beis. What happens if you're watching these birds flying the coop, literally? You're watching, and you also are watching, your friend has birds in his house. And they're both flying away, you could catch one of them. Is it better to save the carbon bird, or is it better to save your friend's bird? Which do you do? Right, like the Mishnayos in Eilat Metzias, you could only save your Rebbe's and your father's. You know, which one do you save? So here, you could only save a Hekdesh one or a Chulin one. So you might say on the surface, first of all, that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda when it comes to your friend. Is there a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Re'ehu? Right? Aveda's Achicha? So maybe there's no mitzvah. Losir Hashar Achicha O'aseyoni Dachim Hashav Teshivim La'achicha. Ein mitzvah lahashav aveda lehektish. Look in the Rambam, Menuchos Shrumas. Ein Yisrael chayavim latapet litapa b'truma laviyah minagorn la'ir. Mashma she'ein mitzvah lahashav aveda almanis kahuna. V'yitachin du'ad din shalektish. He goes through all the sources. Achronim, chasam sofer, v'chulu. That there's no mitzvah lahashav aveda when it comes to dvarim shel hektish. But on the other hand, maybe the issue of takala applies. By Hekdesh, even though we said if it flies in the middle of nowhere, you don't have to be choshesh, but if you know there's a Hekdesh bird and you can save it, so maybe that should override. So which overrides? The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda related to your friend, or preventing your friend from doing some type of Aveira with a Hekdesh bird? Unless you say, well, it's not going to be an Aveira for them. Once it flies, it's not in the middle of nowhere, and you don't have to be choshesh for that. That's the halacha. The halacha is that you don't have to worry about that. Ulachora adef lishmar la hediot. Bebnei shashavas aveda hi mitzvah gemura. Shatora hi tiin lov bechova gemura. Mashenkin a mitzvah lahakrav kachim. Also the fact, not just, he says, not just the takala, but it's your friend's karbon. Elekshesh mitzvah klalas achla yisrael lahakrav kachim. Avalo yavar al isrim lo yakrav karbon zeh. Bechulu. But then he says, maybe if it's a chova of someone, not an adava, so then, it's his too, your Hashavas Aveda, because if this flies away, he's got to bring another carbon. Lamaisa, he says, behedyot yish mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, bekachim not. Abad avagam bekachim yish mitzvah lishmer, shalav ditakala, mitzvah lav yisa carbon. And therefore, he says, if you see a carbon nidava flying away, so then save the hedyot one. Because there's three mitzvahs related to that. But if you sue the carbon neder, o chova shalach li'ibud, then maybe to be shomer on the kachim one, the chulu, and that's what he relates to that. So that's the Chashuki Chemet on Mishnah base. Good. We could talk a lot more also about Gzeiris Drabanan, as the Rush mentioned here, but let's first continue, and then we'll see if there's time to get back into the world of Gzeiris. Okay. Says the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet, Kan Stuma v'Kan Mefureshes. Different rules. So Mishnah Beis and Gimel were the rules earlier, but here we have no. You have a Kan Stuma, Kan Mefureshes. You can't say the same woman. You have a pair of birds that are not designated yet, and a pair of words that are designated yet. Parach Minas Stuma leMefureshes. One of the Stuma goes to the Mefureshes. Yikach Zug LaSheni. So no problem with the Stuma. You didn't designate yet, so just bring another one. Yeah, if you have a bird here, you didn't designate it yet, so bring another one. Now you have a pair for the one that is left. Chazar, osha parach min hamifurashos, rishon harikulon yamuso. But if it went back, or it flew, parach min one of the mifurashos flew first to the suma, then there nothing kulon yamuso, because you don't know what the birds are. You don't know if it's a chatas or an ola, and therefore you're stuck. Nothing to do. Chatas mikan va'ola mikan. What if you have a chicken coop. On the right side, you have a chatas. On the left side, you have an ola. And in the middle, you have two birds which you didn't designate yet. The stuma be'emsa. Stuma be'emsa. Parach min ha'emsa litzdadin. So one of the sasim ones went to the side. Echad helach ve'echad helach. They each went. No problem, as long as you know which is the chatas and which is the ola. Now you have two on each side. Fine. Bring two as a chatas and two as an ola. Lo efsiklum. Elo yomer zeh sh'olach etzal chatos. Chatas. Zeh sh'olach etzal olos. Ola. Whichever one it went to. Shalom Yisrael, you're good, because you have two chatas and two olos. Chazal la'emsa, but then, two birds flew back to the middle, and you don't know if it was from the original ones or not. So then, ha'emsayim yamusu. The middle ones are stuck now. You have two in the middle, which you don't know who's that, you don't know which ones they are, whether they were from the, other side or not. So, emsayim yamusu. Eilik yirvul chatas, ve'eilik yirvul olos. The side ones are still good. Because you know, this was the chatas one, maybe it's the original chatas, maybe it's a new chatas, but those are all good. Chazar min ha'emsa litzdadin, but if they then flew back to the sides, harikulon yamuso, then you're stuck, because you don't know, about the birds in this case. Fine. Lot of, sekis. Next. Ein mevi'in torin keneged b'nei yona, v'lo b'nei yona keneged torin. When you bring a pair of birds, it has to be the same type of bird. We know there are two types of birds that are allowed, Torin ubine yona. Those are the only two types of birds that are allowed. Have a Torah Schaim Vayikra. You can't mix and match. Can't mix and match the two types of birds. And therefore, if you bring one of one type, the other one also has to be of the same type. Ketzad, for example, Haisha Shevia Chatasa Tor, Volasa Ben Yona, a woman who brings her chatas as a tour, and the ola as a ben yona, tichba v'tavi ola sator, she has to bring another ola, because it was already nikva when she brought the chatas, and therefore, she has to bring a new ola. Or the opposite, olasa tur v'chatasa ben yona, tichbo v'tavi olasa ben yona. Where the Tanakhama seems to say that the chatas is the one that is koveya, whichever one you brought the chatas for, so then, that is what you have to bring the ola. Ben azay omer hochanachar harishon. You go after whichever one was brought first, and that is it could be the ola or the chatas. The example given pashtus here, it says toran kenega b'nei yona kenega torin. The example pashtus given is a kanchova. The Rishash here points out a machlokas Rashi Rambam Rashi Maseches Vachim. And the Rambam in Psulei Mukdashim, does this rule apply to Nedavas also? What if I make a Neder or a Nedava of a pair of birds? They also have to be the same. I can't do whatever I want. Could I bring one Torah and one Ben Yona? So Rambam seems to say it only applies to Chovo. So Rashi seems to say that even by a Nedava, it has to be brought as a pair. And that's the question that bothers the Brisker Rav. If you look in the Grizz, in Ilchas Maisa Karbanos, he discusses this Shita of Rashi. L'chara Pirish Rashi Tzarechin, Shari Iker Hadin, Dein Mevi'in Tor Keneged Ben Yona, Uven Yona Keneged Tor, Tznan Le Gabi Chayvei Kinin. Right, these are the examples given. Umafkinan Le Betoras Kohanim Mikra, De'echan Chadas Vechad Ola, Demi Min Chatas Tavi Ola. Uma Inyin Zeh Le'inyin Akan, or Kain, Shenis Chayva Bo Machmas Nidra. The hasam called carbon to carbon will sabapi nafshehu. Isn't every bird its own carbon? Umay shaychu zelazed the name of bazeadin de mevi in torkenega b'nei yona. Kiva d'shnei chiyuvim b'fnei atzmo. Hein, shenis chayva machmas nidra b'shtei olos. Hari kachol chayvi olos ta'alma. Right, remember, when it comes to nedava, it's two olos. When it comes to the chove, it's a chathas and an ola. So why should it make a difference? Lachar divrei rashi, tsarech biyur. So he said it must be related to the gemara we had back in Krisus Daftes. But Gemara says there, if you remember Krisus Taftes, the Pasuk says, he quotes the Gemara, Vihikrivo, matamalomar, you shall be makriv it. Matam alomar, lefishin emar b'tarim ha'hikriv, v'hikriv, shomea ani ha'omer hare alai olas ha'of, lo yifchos mishnei predin, tam alomar v'hikriv vo afilu preda achas. That, you might have thought that you could only bring two. When you say, hare alai, kamash v'lo, you could even bring one. So what's the havamina there? Why would you have to bring two? If you look at Rashi there says, v'hikriv mashma karban shalem. Krisus, v'hikriv mashma karban shalem. Mashma from what? Mavur midibre Rashi. To karban shalem shall of hu dafka shtei tormu shtei b'nei yona. The definition of a karban shall of, it's two birds. Umishamachi, that's why there's a saka daitach that you can never even bring one bird. Mishamachi have a saka daitach, the kol pachos vishnayim lav bar neder v'nedava hu klau. It's not a neder v'nedava. Uba akra devik rivo l'rabos t'yichon l'sadi v'lavi gam preda achas. The pasuk tells me you can even bring one, but not because that's really, maybe that's like a half a bird, a half a karban that you could bring. But not because it's really a karban shalem. A karban shalem is two birds. There's a chiddush, the Torah is marbe, that you can even bring one, but not because that's a carbon shalem. Aval zeh nishar gam lefia emes, the carbon shalem shall of hu shtei tarim hu shtei b'nei yona. That's according to Rashi, and therefore even by a nedava. The whole carbon has to be one type, Torah b'nei yona. And therefore, it could apply even, there. He says, v'anir, the beer, that's Rashi, the gemara mishani. Davos prayed to Achas who said din mechudash bifnei atzmo. There's a shrab alinian adava. The chol adava. The sadev gam prayed to Achas. Avalinian chova. Hajin la klola. The sheer carbon shall ofu dafkash de termish de benayona. Shemachi tzorch lavi dafkashnaim. Vechulu. And he connects the Rashi, increases daftes to the Rashi in Zvachim daf samach zayin. Those two Rashis he puts together, and he says it later on also, about, partners. He said, "Please, Nirazel, Gamke Beard, the Rabbishna, Doctor, but then Shutfist of Ofa, Fila Preta Achas, Bechulu." That's the last, grizz in Maisa Karbanas. Okay. Continuing the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. If I have time, I'll read you the, I think it's the Chizkuni that talks about in the, beginning when we talk about, Tar Ubnei Yonah. Here it is. The Ramban. It's a Chizkuni also. Bachar HaKasav. Right, this is the beginning of Ayikra, Aleph Yudalin. First time it talks about Ofo, says Karbanos. Bachar hakosev b'shnei minim, ha'ela, b'shvil shehein mitsuyin ukrovim, lehi tafes yoser. So the Ramban says, you know why these two birds? Why only Tarim b'nei Yonah? Turtle does, pigeons, why? Because those are the ones that are easiest to find. Because Baruch wants to make it easy for us. Doesn't want to make us bring birds that are very hard to catch, and therefore the Ramban here in Aleph Dalet says that it is Shem picks that makes it easy for us. Kasher Shkira Boseinu Sek Savim Vesei Izim Sheyakriv and Agdelim Al Avusov Veleisarch Lasis Kilov Tzvayav Vakashto Latzud Tzai Lahavi Avaratza Betorim Agdolim Baavur Prishusan VeHidavkam Biyadua Mehem. Why Torim Gedolim? Because when a Torah gets bigger, that's why they stay with their mate. They stay with their mate. Bavur Prishusan v'hidavkam biyadua mehem. Biyadua mehem. Ma Yonazu, and he quotes the Medrash. Ma Yonah in the footnote. Ma Yonazu mishashe makeres benzuka eidem memira osa ba'acher. Right, it does not go to another mate. Shekivan sha'ave benzuka lo'idavik ba'acher lo'olam. Says the Ramban, never goes to another mate. Monogamous. V'chein Yisrael dvukim b'Hashem Elokeihem lo yidavku b'kel acher l'olam. So do with Yisrael always. That's why it goes by an older Tor. Aval hayonim kanoim ma'od u'bekinasam yispardu v'yachlifu. Alkin lo bachar bohem el haktanim kodim shiyizdavgu. Ki hayona b'katnus sa'az tosefes ava b'kant gidulo yosem mishar ha'ofos. Because there's a very tight relationship between the mother and her offspring when it comes to a Yona. When it comes to other birds, you touch their kan, they're going to leave their babies. But a Yona, lo tazvenu b'shiminyan. V'chein Yisrael lo yachlifu baram v'taraso lo olam. Ela, o Yehudi, o tzaluv. Wow. The Jew or the cross? The Ramban quotes that Lashon there here in Aleph Yudalad. And that's the learned out from these two words. V'lo bachar b'tarnagolim. Chickens are pretty common and pretty easy to get to. V'lo bachar b'tarnagolim. L'zimas zenusam. Right? Because of that's the language the Gemara uses. Right? Talmud Chacham shouldn't be like his wife, like a tarnagol. Right? Sounds like they're not so tzanua. And then he quotes at the end, he quotes the Mar Nevuchim. He quotes the Rambam, Harav Amar Mar Nevuchim, ki atam ba'akrav es gedoli atorim ve'feruch ha'yonim, ki hu atov shebahem, mipnei sha'agadol be'yonim ein arvus bo, okay, ve'ein ze'emes, ki zani yonim kimach ein ruin l'achila, v'chulu. So, Rambam quotes the Mar Nevuchim, and he gives his own pshat. Viter, continuing, finishing up now the perek. We gave the example, and we had the machlokes between the Tanakama and Ben Azai. Does it go by the Chatas, or does it go by the Ola? Next, Ha'isha Shehevia Chatasa Vamesa a Yoledes who brought her carbon Chatas, and then Rachmana Lislan, she died. After he brought her carbon Chatas, the Rishonim in Kiddushin, on Daf Yud Gimel, where this is also quoted, say Dafka, she brought it. She was Meviat. She wasn't just Mafreshit. Stavka, Shevia Chatasava Mesa, and then she dies, Yavia Yershin Olasa, the Yershin could still bring her Ola, right? A Yoledes has to bring a Chatas and an Ola, she could bring her Ola, that is okay. But the opposite, Olasava Mesa, Lo Yavio Yershin Chatasa. But if she brings her Ola, and then she dies, then the Yershin cannot bring her Chatas, because, why? The Rosh Seer quotes, but the Gemara says elsewhere, Ein Kapara Lameisim. That Chatas is too late to have that Kapara. That's the Rosh says. And Ola is a Daron, so you can bring the Ola after Misa, but by a Chatas, Ein Kapara Lameisim. So is that fully, fully true? That there's no Kapara Lameisim? If you look in the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar, under Klal Pevav, remember, you got through a couple of letters, so here is Aleph. He's still an Aleph. Aleph Yud. Ein Kapara Lameisim. So he says, we find many examples, right, of this. He said, look at the Gemara in Zvachim. Lin she'ein meis b'skar b'dei kar b'shebev yolav adam chai, b'tzarach lomar. Why can't you bring the karbon? He says, a karbon, a kaparis karbon can't come la'achar misa. Not other kaparis. V'zeo rak b'kaparis karbon, alvel etzem inyan kapara shayach shapir gam b'meis al yedei chai. Right, we know. What does the Gemara say in Kiddushin? Daf Lamed Aleph. Rachmana Litzlan. Within a year, when somebody's father or mother dies, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. That's what one says. Right, that I hereby should get I should be the Kapara. So you see this Kapara there. Or the Gemara in Sukkah. Hareini Kaparas Rebchia Ubanav. The language in Sukkah on Daf Gimel. Right, then he quotes many examples. Right, one of them, right, is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Right, the Tanchuma in Azinu, Kaper Lamcha Yisrael Sharpadisa Hashem, Mikan Shachayim Podinas Amesim Bitstaka. Right, by Egla Rufa. So it gives Staka, Lili Nishmas. You see, there's something going on. La'achar Misa. There are many examples. Why would a carbon be different? Okay, carbon is some type of mechanism that would not work La'achar Misa. But there are other types of kaparas that he quotes. He quotes that Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Gimel. Remember the Kohanim running up the ramp, and one of them stabs the other one, and the father comes in. Uba aviv shel tinok v'matzu shuma farper. And he sees that he's still flailing. Omar, harehu kaparaschem. He is your kapara. Take the knife out. Whatever. Unusual Gemara. But again, you see the idea of kapara even after la'achar misa. He quotes, maybe the Misa is mechaper in the same way the carbon is. So once the person dies, you don't need the carbon. Misa mechaper is rak kaparis carbon. Aval ein bakoach shar kaparis to mycena. And maybe that's why carbon is different. And he quotes the Sefer Chasidim here in Simen Kuf Ayin. I brought it, but again, it's Sefer Chasidim that discusses this type of idea as well. The different types of kaparis that we have in halacha. We had two chashugi chemes on the earlier piece. Let's just end off with one more. Again, this is a halachic one. They're all halachic. But we know, it talks about here the chatas and the ola, whichever comes first. If the ola comes first, you can't bring the chatas after. Chatas, you don't bring the ola. You can't bring the ola after. But a chatas generally goes before the ola. That's the usual rule. Sur me'rav asei tov. Or the Gemara says in Zvachim that first you meratzeh the praklet, and then mevi doron acharav. Does that only apply if it is a set? His question is, what if somebody is misnadei ben ola, he's about to bring an ola, and then he's machal shavas b'shogeg, and now he owes a chatas chova. So is that also, you say chatas kodom la'ola, if it's two different chiyuvim, or is the rule of chatas kodom la'ola only when it is a pair? When it's a said, then it has to be come together. But here, it does it matter? It says, Mitzad echad yish l'chora yish l'agrav as a chadas tchila. Because you always know, chadas kodem la'ola. Me'idach yitakin koshkom ha'shachadas kodemes dafkim chayev beis karbanas, chadas va'ola. and then you bring the chatas first. But here, he already made a neder to bring an ola a week before. He quotes various sources, Aruch HaShulchan and others, which seems to say you bring the chatas first. Even if it's separate chiyuvim, you would bring the chatas first, even though they are not kashur. Unless if it's two different kohanim doing two different avodos, they have to worry that the other kohen is bringing this ola before the chatas, so maybe they're not. But if it's one kohen doing the avoda for these karbanos, then lechora one would not. I think what the Gemara talks about elsewhere, what if it's a chatas ha'of and an olas behema? Right, does the chatas come before therefore? Because you go by different levels in the world of animals. That also might be a question. A lot of issues go through what goes first in our. Remember, we had a whole parak about that in parak kol atadir in zvachim. Kol atadir mechavero, kol amekudish mechavero. There are many different factors about the order in terms of what goes first. Okay, and again, there's a lot more about yoledes. About tumas yoledes and carbon yoledes. Where does the tumah come from? Where does the chiyuv carbon? Maybe just mention one more minute. Tumas yoledes, right? What is the tumah? One of the most mysterious tumas that we have. So just a couple of suggestions that we mentioned in the past. One is that Rav Hirsch writes tumah is always associated with death. Associated with death, right? Vacuum of life. That's where tumah. Obviously, avayavos tumah and sheretz. Even nida. Nida is a potential pregnancy that didn't happen. Shechva Zera is a pregnancy that didn't happen. So Yoledes, says Rav Hirsch, a woman had a life inside of her, and now she no longer has that life. So there's a vacuum of life within her. That's why she's Tameh. The baby's not Tameh, but she's Tameh, because she has a vacuum of life. That's Tumas Yoledes, according to Rav Hirsch. So in the Hegyona Shel Torah, Rav Fuhrer says another idea. He says, maybe people are familiar with this from the Stipler in Vayigash, where he says, at the moment that the baby is born, it's only natural that the woman's entire love is for that baby. And she's totally focused. At that very second, there's no other love in the world except for that baby, and that's normal, and that's good. But the fact that there's a vacuum of Avas Hashem for a moment, maybe that creates tumah. It's kind of like we're not on the level of Yaakov Avinu, who said Kriya Shema when he met Yosef HaTzadik. And he met him, why? Because he wanted to channel all that love, the Stifler says, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the average person is not on that level. We're B'nai Yisrael, we're not Yisrael. Right, and therefore only maybe Yisrael could do it and not B'nai Yisrael, and that's what he says. Maybe that's where it comes from. And one final one, the Kutzker. The Kutzker says that the Gemara says in Maseches Tainus that the first daf that Hashem is at every birth. Hashem is at every birth, right? The four keys that Hashem did not give away, three or four keys, one of them is Chaya. Hashem is at every birth. So after the birth, the Shechina leaves. So that vacuum of Shechina, there was intense Shechina here, that vacuum Shechina maybe creates the Tumah in that regard too. Okay, all different suggestions that are given for Tumas Yoledes, but again, here we talk about a woman who brings her Karbanas, this Karbanas and Tumah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Today's Shia was sponsored on the first yard side of Miriam Adler, Miriam Ruta Bas Yitzchak Lachana Zisel, whose yard side was yesterday. I think the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and Beth Hashem, we will pick up, again, in these Yantav days, we'll pick up... Beth Hashem next week.